Yes. Well, it wasn't, definitely wasn't Ivar Madigan, no, because that was Mozart, the Swedish, Norwegian, get me confused there. I can't pin down exactly, but I think it's possibly from Peer Gynt, or it could be from Solvig's Song.
Oh, shame on you, lad. Shame on you.
It could be the theme from Barry Lyndon. No doubt I'll get telephone calls. That is stupid fool, you know.
No, it wasn't a theme. It was used in a piece from it.
I would guess that possibly from Peer Gynt or from Solvig's Song. But I'll listen to it more carefully over the weekend, and I'll give you a definite maybe on Monday.
It was so busy this morning, lads. We couldn't handle it. Well, that's it for me, Bob, in fact, for this week.
And that's it from him for this week.
And, well, we've enjoyed it this morning. We certainly have.
Indeed we have. In a packed program. And may they all be like that. And we hope you enjoy it as well. See you on Monday. Have a nice weekend.
Yes, have a nice time at the races. I'll enjoy the Akakan.
Thank you very much. I'll hang about for another couple of hours.
All right, with Peter. As it for me, have a nice weekend. Good morning to you. Bye-bye.
FM. Easy listening and information for Dublin is Magic 103.
ABC Network News with Bob Gallico. A report on the prison system recommends that an independent board should be set up to manage the 11 jails in the Republic. The report, which is to be published later today by a committee of inquiry headed by Dr. T.K. Whitaker, calls for longer remission in prison sentences. The committee says the day-to-day control of our jails should be under a prison board made up with people with educational and rehabilitative experience. However, for security reasons, the ultimate responsibility for the prison service must remain with the Minister for Justice. The Red Army faction has said it was responsible for yesterday's bomb attack on a U.S. Air Force base at Rhein Main in West Germany. The claim was made in a letter also signed by the French terrorist group Action Direct. The two Americans were killed and at least 16 others injured in the attack on the Rhein-Main base. Authorities in West Germany have named 12 people they said could have been involved. Pope John Paul, at the start of his seven-nation tour of Africa, has said the Vatican is ready to study the demands from African Catholics that the Church adapt to local traditions. Pressure for a more African style of worship is expected to dominate his visit to the continent, which began yesterday. A memorial service has been held in the Japanese city of Nagasaki, where the United States dropped a second atomic bomb 40 years ago. The mayor of the city said at the service that Nagasaki was the second place to be subjected to the horror of such weapons, and it should be the last. An estimated total of 140,000 people died in the bombing, which took place at 3 minutes past 11 a.m. when the annual ceremony is now held. Well, weather prospects for the Bay Area, bright and cold at first, but frequent showers forecast today with a risk of hail or thunder. The temperature high, 17 degrees Celsius. The wind south to southwesterly, fresh to strong, force 5 to 6. And for the remainder of Leinster, sunny at first, but thundery showers developing later, 16 degrees the high. Winds south to southwesterly, fresh and gusty. Compiled from the wires of the Press Association, this is ABC Network News. Next news in an hour.
Mid-morning magic with Bob Gallico and Peter Madison.
Your friendly station, easy listening music, even with the news. Good morning, Peter.
Somebody might not have noticed. Now you've let the cat out of the bag.
There, puss. Well, I'm fine, thank you very much. It's a lovely sunny start, but Will it last? Mm. This morning, amongst all the other goodies in a pack... You were going to say something. Carry on.
No, you carry on. Please.
Oh, all right.
Please.
Well, this morning we're going to be talking to a very well-known actor, a man who wanted his name up in lights in every theater in the world, so he changed his name to Exit.
There's no way out of that, is there?
Let's have a bit more of that theme. I like it.
Yes, right.
Nice bit of music, though. We'd have the whole thing this morning.
All the way through. Mm. We didn't play it at all yesterday. We started with the out music. So that makes up for it anyway.
Right.
And as always in this program, this particular part of the program, anyway, lots of good music throughout. Here's Elvis Costello to get the ball rolling for today. What a good year for the Roses. We knew it was good for them as well, you know.
I can hardly bear the sight of lipstick on the cigarettes there in the ashtray, lying cold the way you left them, but at least your lips caress them while you pass. Or the lip print on a half-filled cup of coffee that you bought and didn't drink, but at least you thought you wanted it. That's so much more than I can say for me. What a good year for the Roses. the morning. Funny, I don't even care. As you turn to walk away, as the dark hand you closes, the only thing I have to say. After 3-4 years of marriage, it's the first time that you haven't made the bed. I guess the reason we're not talking, there's so little left to say, we haven't said. While a million thoughts go racing through my mind, I find I haven't said a word. From the bedroom, the familiar sound, our one baby's crying goes unheard. But what a good year for the roses. Many blooms still linger there. Long could stand another moment. Funny, I don't even care.
Okay. I'm going to throw one at you now, Peter.
Oh, dear.
You always throw them at me. I'm going to throw one back at you.
All right.
Tell me, in not more than 500 words, everything you know about Berry Gordy.
Berry Gordy?
Mm.
Ah, I had a record label named after him.
Yeah?
The Gordy Record Label. It's a branch of the Motown organization. He was one of the founders of the Motown organization.
Mm.
And also a songwriter, a lyricist, rather than the music.
Yeah.
He's black.
Right.
Still alive.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's the president of Motown Records now.
Yeah.
Will that do?
Well, that wasn't quite fine, but that'll do, yes. And the reason I ask is that there's a new film opening tomorrow at the Savoy called The Last Dragon. And it is Berry Gordy's The Last Dragon. TriStar Pictures presents Berry Gordy's The Last Dragon. He's participating. It's a Motown Productions picture.
Ooh.
Yes, and in it, we have the music of Stevie Wonder, Smokey Robinson, The Temptations, Cy Rita, Rockwell, Charlene, Willie Hutch, Alfie Vanity, and DeBarge.
Ooh.
And what it says is his friends think he's too serious, his family thinks he's crazy, his enemies think he's no challenge, but she knows he's the last dragon. So Barry is the executive producer, and so I don't know, you know, anything about the film. It's obviously musical, Motown, black soul music, mit drama and all sort of things. So it looks quite intriguing, but the name immediately struck me, Berry Gordy.
Yeah. So I didn't know he was into movies at all.
Well, apparently it is. It's a Motown Productions picture.
A lot of the names you mentioned there are actually directors and shareholders of the Motown Corporation,
sure,
as well as being singers on the record label.
Yeah, so it's very much, a family affair, I would say.
Mm.
It stars Tamak, I think it is, or Timac, Julius J. Carey III, Chris Murney, Leo O'Brien, Faith Prince, Glenn Eaton, and Vanity. Mm. All household names.
I'd never heard of any of them.
In their own households.
Mm.
Mm. So it looks quite interesting. We'll see what the reviews are like and what it's all about. And they do feature in the film the current DeBarge hit, Rhythm of the Night.
Oh, well, it's worth going to see that at least.
Mm. Yeah.
Will we see these artists in the film, or do you just hear their music?
Well, it just says featuring the music of, so I don't think we'll actually see it. You will see Vanity, because Vanity is down in the cast list.
Mm.
But whether or not we see any of the others, I don't think so. That's my impression of it anyway, but certainly the music would be great.
I missed your television guide earlier on. Is Ready, Steady, Go on tonight?
No, it's not. That was last week was the end of the series.
What a shame.
Mm.
And instead, there's this Bliss thing instead, is it? That Bliss thing on instead. There's some kind of a program they've been promoting called Bliss.
I suppose so,
I suppose that's on instead. Oh,
yeah.
I shan't be watching that. No, 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 no. Far too modern for my liking.
Good old Peter.
Less of the good, if you don't mind. You've ruined my image. It's 11 minutes past 10. Back to the Magic Playlist. And this one from Dan Fogelberg. Hard to Say I'm Sorry.
Love, well, maybe so. There's still a lot of things you'll never know, like why each time the sky begins to snow, you cry. You're faithful to her in your careless way, and so you miss her when she's far away. Time you think you got it straight, you fall. You face the future with the weary past. Those dreams you banked upon are fading fast. You know you love her, but it may not last.
Fogelberger and Hold the Onions.
Yes. It'll take 5 minutes longer.
It's true.
Yeah. Right. A bit of an interesting bit of news. British train driver Monty Gorm, who criticized his colleagues for inefficiency, was sent to Coventry. He arrived 3 hours late. Would that, I wonder, have upset Jack Jones?
Jack Jones, eh? It's a different Jack Jones, though.
Will the real Jack Jones stand up and sing?
Is in your eyes a look your smile can't disguise? The look of love is saying so much more than words could ever say. And when what my heart has heard, well, it takes my breath away. I can hardly wait to hold you, feel my arms around you. How long I have waited, waited just to love you. Now that I have found you, you've got the look of love. It's on your face, a look that time can't erase. Be mine tonight. Let this be just the start of so many nights like this. Let's take a lover's vow and then seal it with a kiss. I can hardly wait to hold you, feel my arms around you. How long I have waited, waited just to love you. Now that I have found you, don't ever go. I love you so.
He's fading away. Old Jack is back on the footplate again. I don't think he was that... I'm not sure what Union Jack Jones was. So that's son of Alan Jones, of
that's
course.
Right. That's
would you
right.
like to do us a burst of Donkey Serenade, just to remind
you?
Is that enough?
Thank you.
Yeah.
There's a song in the air, and the fair senorita never seems to care for that song in the air. Ay, 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 ay. Wee-haw. Would you like the racing, father? Would you like some music first? Let's have some music first.
All right, then. Now, this is a long track, so we might cut it halfway through and get some racing.
Will it get all the way to Coventry?
Oh, definitely.
Good.
You want
as I admire Chris Rea, 5 minutes and 10 seconds of him is a little bit too long, really, so I think we'll burst into him there and get some racing from Bob.
Okay, unsuccessful yesterday, Queen's Royale out of the money. Now, looking at today and even tomorrow, first of all, today there's racing here in Kilbeggan, down in the Midlands, and across the water there are four meetings. There's Linkfield, that's this afternoon, there's Redcar this afternoon, and two night meetings, Haydock and Newmarket. For today's Magic Mount, we will go to Redcar this afternoon in the 4:45, two-year-old race, and a first-time-outer, a horse called Bruiser. It's trained by Sir Mark Prescott, and it's ridden by A. Andy Mackay. First time out, but home gallop reports are good, and Mark Prescott having a fairly good season, and we'll take a chance with Bruiser. Hope we don't get too bruised. Tomorrow is the Phoenix Park, of course, and certainly one of the second biggest meeting of the year insofar as valuable races. The biggest one, of course, will be the Phoenix Champion Stakes on the 8th of September. But tomorrow it's the Hines 57 Phoenix 2-year-old Stakes, the Group 1 race, and £100,000 guaranteed to the winner, so it's a big one. Now, unfortunately, there have been a few defections from a very high-class field. It still leaves a high-class field, but Vincent O'Brien's anti-post favorite Woodman has had to come out of the race. He's running a temperature. Peter Walwyn's challenger, he was sending across Lookman, has had to be withdrawn because Peter Walwyn felt that the going wouldn't be suitable. But it still leaves 13 extremely good runners, and Vincent is running a horse called Tate Gallery. It's has not been out yet, but again, home reports are extremely good. It'll be ridden by Pat Eddery, and the bookmakers have made it 2-1 anti-post favorite. Second anti-post favorite, and the only English challenger sent over by Ray Lang and ridden by R. Cochran, is Roaring Riva. And that's the one that I'm going to make my nap for tomorrow at the Phoenix Park, Roaring Riva.
Go to the Phoenix Park for a nap, are you, tomorrow?
I'm going to have a nap, yes.
Actually, one of those things that you mentioned earlier on, they're selling in posh fish and chip shops across the water now.
Pardon?
Haydock.
Haydock.
Yeah, they're selling it in the posh fish and chip shops over there now.
I'd like to play a request. I've been requested to play a request for two ladies, not laddies, but ladies, who were a bit too much on the wine last night.
Oh, hi.
More than just a couple of glasses, four bottles, I'm told.
Oh, my goodness.
Feeling a little bit delicate this morning, yes. So for Sylvia and Remy, a bit of Frank Ifield.
Or something. funny you should say earlier on about being sent to Coventry, because he was born there. Frank Ifield is a Coventry kid.
And you are as well, are you not?
Yeah, well, originally, yes.
Yeah,
like long, Frank.
Long time ago. Well,
yeah,
long,
Frank went to Australia as a schoolboy.
Mm-hmm.
Little short trousers. Yeah. You can always tell a Coventry kid, actually. He wears a shamrock in his turban. Coventry born and Coventry bred, strong in the arm and weak in the head.
And I hope his head gets better soon.
No.
What's next?
I thought I'd play you George Benson singing Beyond the Sea.
Did you?
Hmm.
Well, go ahead then.
Okay.
Waiting for me, my lover stands on golden sands and watches the ships that go sailing somewhere beyond the sea. He's there watching for me. If I could fly like birds on high, then straight to her arms I'd go sailing. It's far beyond the star, it's near beyond the moon. The shore we'll kiss just as before. We'll be right back.
let's have a look and see what the weather's going to do today. Well, as you can see right now, bright and a bit chilly, but unfortunately, showers are forecast for a bit later on this afternoon, perhaps even by lunchtime. Frequent showers and a risk of hail, would you believe, or thunder. 17 degrees the high and the wind south to southwesterly and fresh to strong. That's force 5 to 6.
It's mid-morning magic with Bob Gallico and Peter Madison.
And the next 30 minutes brought to you by Drake's Restaurant in Cabin Sealy.
Jeepers, creepers, where'd you get those peepers? Jeepers, creepers, where'd you get those eyes? Gosh, oh, get up, how'd they get so lit up? Gosh, oh, get up, how'd they get that size? Golly gee, when you turn those heaters on, woe is me, got to put my cheaters on. Jeepers, creepers, where'd you get those peepers? Oh, those weepers, how they hypnotize. Where'd you get those eyes? Golly gee, when you turn those heaters on, woe is me, I've got to put the cheaters on. Jeepers, creepers, where'd you get those peepers? Oh, those weepers, how they hypnotize. Where did you get those eyes? How did they get that size? Where did you get those eyes?
Frank Sinatra, one of Bob's favorites, actually, called Jeepers Creepers.
Jeepers Creepers. It's time for a competition and a new one today. It was one yesterday. A competition sponsored by Drake's Restaurant in Cabin Sealy. And the prize today is a £10 voucher for spending like at Drake's on lovely, lovely food. Right, we'll get to the competition question in just a minute. First of all, Tuesday through Saturday, it's lunch at Drake's, business as usual. And today being the last day of the horse show, if you're going in for the Hogacon Cup, and if you leave early enough, you have time to stop and have a nice little leisurely lunch at Drake's. And if you don't leave early enough, you can have a quick lunch at Drake's. And you can have it in peace and quiet and comfort. And from soup and brown bread and side salad and coffee, well, right through a set lunch menu with 8 or 9 main courses to choose from. Right up to and including a full a la carte menu for that executive business or entertainment lunch. So whether you have a little bit of time or lots of time, you'll have a nice little lunch at Drake's. In every case, only the freshest food served with a minimum of fuss. Sort of thing you'd expect in a small family-run restaurant, which it is. Home cooking and home comfort. Lunch is not a necessity at Drake's. It's a pleasure, and it's served from 12:30 to 2:30, Tuesday through Saturday. And also Sunday lunch, which I'll tell you about more later. Drake's, next to the Horse and Hound Pub in the heart of Cabin Sealy Village. You can leave the rolls or the bike or the roller skates outside. And so we come to the competition question. And this is another one where I want to know the singer and the song. And it's another devious one. So I'll say it slowly, and you might like to write it down. Here it goes. The way Julio would say how he sang about the advisability of wearing goggles. That's a nice simple one, isn't it? The way Julio would say how he sang about the advisability of wearing goggles. And it's 606-422.
Mm-hmm. town looks the same as I step down from the train. And there to meet me is my mama and papa. Down the road I look, and there runs Mary, hair of gold and lips like cherries. It's good to touch the green, green grass of home. Good to touch the green, green grass of home. The old house is still standing, though the paint is cracked and dry. And there's that old oak tree that I used to play on. Around me at four gray walls that surround me, and I realize, yes, I was only dreaming. For there's a God, and there's a sad old portrait. On and on we'll walk at daybreak again. I'll touch the green, green grass of home. Yes, they'll all come to see me in the shade of that old oak tree as they lay me neath the green, green grass of
doesn't want to eat it.
No. Or smoke it. Thank you very much. And we have on line two our first taker for the competition of the day, our first guesser. Yes, good morning to you.
Hello.
Hello, what's your name?
Good morning. My name is Brendan Lawless.
Brendan Lawless.
Yeah.
And what area are you phoning from, Brendan?
I'm phoning from the Blackhorse Avenue area.
Blackhorse, are you at work?
I am indeed, yeah.
Uh-huh. What do you do?
I'm in the Army, actually.
Oh, are you?
Yeah.
So they're down at the barracks there,
I am indeed, yeah.
All the lads listening to the program?
I hope so, anyway.
I hope so, too. Jolly good. Right, who do you think the singer and the song is, Brendan?
I think it might be Paul Simon.
Paul Simon, what do you think the song is?
Maybe Me and Julio down by the schoolyard.
Good guess, but...
Wrong.
Wrong, I'm afraid.
Course it is.
Yeah? Sorry?
Of course it's wrong.
No, no, no.
It's pretty hard. Pretty hard indeed.
It's a hard one, yeah. Well,
just a once-off thing, you know.
Yeah, right. Okay. Well, you know, it was well worked out, me and Julio. It's a good guess. Would you like to say hello to anybody while you're with us, Brendan?
Certainly, yeah. Say hello to the lads and director of engineering, McKee Barracks, and the lads on the switch, McKee, as well.
Great stuff for all the lads in McKee.
Yeah.
Thank you, Brendan.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
God bless. Bye. So, one guess so far, Paul Simon. No, it ain't him. I didn't say it was a hymn either, did I?
strange endings that has. It's Mike Oldfield and Maggie Riley on Foreign Affair.
Right, I'll give you the clue again once more time. The way Julio would say how he sang about the advisability of wearing goggles. Simple, isn't it? Now,
and it's also just about grammatical, too.
And that's to win a £10 voucher for Drake's Restaurant. And if you love fish, you'll love Drake's Restaurant in Cabinteely. Fish is very special at Drake's. Only the freshest and best quality swims through the kitchen door. And the chef, Tommy, does wonderful things with things like wild salmon and trout and turbot and brill and monk and sole and prawns and Bill and George and Sue, in a variety of preparations with the most delicate of homemade sauces. An array of fish specialities nightly, Tuesday through Saturday, subject always to availability because of prevailing weather conditions. Weekend specials, Friday and Saturday, well, there's monkfish basquets, which is mouth-watering goujonettes of monkfish pan-fried in garlic butter with red and green peppers and topped with a delicate tomato sauce. Or my favorite, salmon en papillon. I'll start again. Gotta get these foreign ones right. This is salmon en papillon. And that's done with butter and baked in a bag in its own juice in the oven. And I've had it, and I can tell you, it is really mouthwatering. It's a lovely thing. Salmon en papillon. And if you're not a fish fancier and want to change, or if you've been eating a lot of fish, well, also this weekend featured is filet of pork a la creme. That's done in a white wine and mushroom sauce. Dinner is from 7 onwards. There's an extensive wine list to complement your choice. Drake's is intimate, friendly, tastefully decorated with soft music. Sounds like a gastronomic heaven, and it is. And parking the family runabout, be it Merc or Mini, is never a problem in the quiet cul-de-sac that is now Cabinteely Village. You can book a table, and that's recommended, by ringing 855-223, 855-223, or 855-988, 855-988. Write those numbers down, because you're going to be using them a lot. You certainly won't forget the name, Drake's, next to the Horse and Hound Pub. And what better way to finish Horse Show Week, maybe after the Aga Khan Cup, by going for dinner at Drake's. Thank you. Wind in the Willows, played by Phil Coulter from the album classic Tranquility. The sort of music you hear in Drake's.
I'm amazed that with such a short, easy, and grammatical clue, no one has rung us yet with another guess.
I shall give the short, easy grammatical clue again, and then, being as it's Friday and the sun is shining, I'll be generous and I'll give a hint. Not a big, not a lot, but the way Julio would say how he sang about the advisability of wearing goggles. And here's the hint. It is a he.
It is a he.
And it is a person on the telephone.
I'm not sure because our light
doesn't
seems
work.
To be letting us down here. We'll give it a start. We'll give it a try. Hello? Hello? Hello?
Yeah?
Ah.
That voice was for your quiz.
Ah, jolly good. Okay. Good morning to you, Joan.
Good morning again.
At last, Joan has been on the air. Yes.
Wakey, wakey.
Yes, that's our Joan. Hello. Hello, caller.
Hello?
Hello, yes. Good morning to you. Who are you?
Eva Jones.
Eva Jones.
Yeah.
You've been on before, haven't you?
Well, I had a request played for my mom and dad.
That's right. That's right. Okay. And Eva, what area are you calling from?
Finglas.
Finglas. Right. Right. And you're at home this morning. You have a husband and children?
No.
No.
Thank God.
No, thank God. But you have a husband, thank God.
No, I haven't got him either.
No, you haven't got him either. No, no. Just the man. All right.
Yeah.
Everybody out to Finglas and look up Eva Jones.
Yes, they're beating the door down here already.
Okay, Eva, who do you think it might be?
Oh, well, now this is just a wild guess.
Wild guess, right.
I think it could be Spanish Eyes.
Spanish Eyes.
You know, two Spanish Eyes.
Oh, two Spanish Eyes. I'm not going to sing again. That would have been by El Martino, wouldn't it?
Yeah, well, I thought, you know, Julio singing. I think he's Spanish, isn't he?
Julio is Spanish, yes.
And I thought maybe the goggles with the eyes and the glasses. And
oh, it's very cleverly worked out. But unfortunately...
I know.
Oh, yes. A wild guess, you get a wild goose.
Yes. I thought so, yeah.
Not such a wild guess. Pretty good guess, though.
Oh, well, I just thought it chanced me on.
Right, well, indeed. Why not? Would you like to make a request for your mom again or anybody else?
Yes, could I say hello to my sister-in-law,
Maureen? Sure, please do.
And tell her to come over soon. We haven't seen her for a few days.
Right, so we'll leave it, Joan's sister. Please go over to Finglas and see her because she hasn't seen you for a few days.
Yeah, and tell her to bring all the kids with her.
Bring all the kids.
And my brother in Ballybrack, too.
Okay.
And his wife, Rita.
Right.
Okay.
Okay, Eva.
Thanks very much.
Thank you, my love.
Bye-bye.
I'm not so sure whether there's another call for us. I don't think we'll put Joan on the air again because she's going to want extra money now and she'll want to join the union and all sorts of things as well.
And so cheeky with it as well,
Isn't she cheeky? Yeah, it's the first time I think she's been heard on the air. Joan is our receptionist who puts the calls through and a jolly good job she does too.
Right.
I don't think that extra call is for us.
No, okay.
Someone else is
now,
taking there.
Here's something in today's Daily Star, which this is probably a problem you have as well, I'd say, Peter. It says, brakes on DJ Paul. Radio 1, BBC Radio 1 DJ Paul Jordan's being driven around the bend by his new 8,000 pounds car. For Paul, age 24, has been turned down by 25 insurance companies. Paul, who bought his C-Reg Ford XR3 1600 flash this week, said, insurance brokers say they're sick of getting claims from DJs whose cars were damaged by crazy girl fans.
Well.
Is that a problem you have, Peter?
Mark Weller has it.
Yes.
I don't. I'm ugly. Mark's good-looking. He gets that sort of problem.
Dave Johnson, he has that problem.
Yeah, Dave is good-looking as well. But we ugly ones don't really get any problems like that at all.
Well, anyway, last night, Chris Betchy, spokesman for the Association of British Insurers, said, well, DJs are a high risk, but he's certainly not uninsurable.
True enough, yeah. We never admit to being a disc jockey when going to an insurance people. If you say you're a radio broadcaster, you're okay.
Yes, yes.
But don't say you're an entertainer.
No, they're lumped
well,
in.
Well, I can't anyway. Not with a straight face.
They're lumped in with actors and gypsies. You know?
Yes, yeah, well, especially gypsies, yes. My goodness. Oh, let's move right along rapidly. We'll move right along a little bit more rapidly than that. Though.
Yes, let's try one that works, actually.
Yes, yeah, well, just talk amongst yourselves for a minute and I'll try.
I'll say the clue one more time. Here, write it down, it's a good one.
Mm.
The way Julio would say how he sang about the advisability of wearing goggles.
Jolly good.
Oh, this one works good.
It works.
Who is it?
It's Madison versus the equipment again. And as always, the equipment comes out winning. It's Hall and Oates, according to the label.
Oh, yes. Stop swearing in the air.
It's called She's Gone.
Oh. Everybody's trying to tell me what is right for me. My daddy tried to bomb me with a sermon, but it's plain to see that they can't comfort me. I'm sorry, Charlie, for the imposition. I got the strength to carry on, yeah. I need a drink and a quick decision. Now it's up to me who will be here. She's gone. She's gone. Oh, I better learn how to face. She's gone. She's gone. Oh, I pay the devil to replace her. She's gone. A toothbrush hanging in the stand, yeah. My face ain't looking any younger.
Was not answered today, so it'll go over to Monday, and I'll add a £5 record voucher to the £10 voucher at Drake's. Sunday lunch at Drake's is something special. It's four courses with starters like melon or seafood cocktail, to name but two. Good choice of main courses. You can almost throw away the knife if you have the roast beef. And the wagon of temptation to follow, you may know it as the dessert trolley. And then tea or coffee in a comfortable chair at a nice table with fresh flowers on it. In a quiet, relaxed atmosphere, with every bit of food placed in front of you being fresh and homemade. It's like being at home without the work. The what? Cost of such luxury? Sorry, it's so insignificant, I nearly forgot it. £6.95, including VAT, and no service charge. There is one thing, you better book ahead. You can see why. Sunday lunch served from 12:30 to 3:30. Ring 855-223 or 855-988 to make your next Sunday like a holiday away from home.
105 MHz FM. Easy listening and information for Dublin is Magic 103.
ABC Network News with Bob Gallico. Extra police have been drafted into Derry for the funeral of Charles English later today. He died in a premature explosion in the Bogside area of the city on Tuesday night. A military-style funeral is expected, along with representation from the American group NORAID, who are visiting the area. The leftist terrorist group, the Red Army Faction, and Direct Action have claimed joint responsibility for the bombing of a U.S. airbase at Rhein-Main near Frankfurt. Two Americans, including one woman, were killed in the blast and a further 20 injured. Meanwhile, West German police have named 20 people they suspect could have been involved in the explosion. The unofficial death toll in bitter rioting in Durban's Black Township soared to 38 today as fighting erupted at the Mahatma Gandhi Memorial Complex, witnesses said. The Phoenix settlement, set up by Gandhi during his 21 years in South Africa, became a battlefield when Indian residents set upon blacks living at the center. The Indians were apparently enraged by black attacks on Indian houses in 3 days of Durban rioting. A spokesman at Durban's King Edward VIII Hospital said 16 more people were dead on arrival at the hospital between yesterday afternoon and this morning, in addition to 19 the previous day and another 157 wounded. The Durban Daily News said other victims were dead on arrival at Prince Mashieni Hospital in Umlazi Township or taken to mortuaries, bringing the total to 38 in 2 days of rioting. The rioting erupted during protests over the assassination last week of prominent black civil rights lawyer Victoria Minga outside her home in Umlazi Township. The weather prospects for the Bay Area, bright and cold, but frequent showers expected today with a risk of hail or thunder. 17 degrees the expected high, the wind south to southwesterly, fresh to strong, force 5 to 6. That's for the Bay Area and for the rest of Leinster. Sunny at first with thundery showers developing later. 16 degrees Celsius the high, wind south to southwesterly, fresh and gusty. Compiled from the wires of the Press Association, this is ABC Network News. Next news in an hour.
Magic 103, Dublin's newest and most exciting radio station, urgently requires some top-class sales executives to service new and existing accounts in the Dublin area. Applicants must have a well-proven sales record and be able to negotiate at the highest level. If you're interested in joining Dublin's top radio station and working with a highly professional team, call Frank Kinsella and now on Dublin 606-422. That's 606-422. Or write giving details to Magic 103-144 Upper Leeson Street, Dublin 2.
It's Mid-Morning Magic with Bob Gallico and Peter Madison.
Baby, you're
was bouncing around the studio to that one.
Yeah. Tell us about the making of this record.
Oh, yes, yeah. It's a story in the business that they tried about 17 different takes to try and get that record right in the studio with Elton John and Kiki D, and they just couldn't get it right at all. And in final desperation, Elton John threw off all his clothes. They just fell away. He took off all his clothes and recorded the song with Kiki D together, stark naked. And that is the song that you've actually heard. That was the cut that they did. That's the one that they released, yeah. He sang it in the nude.
Off the wall.
And it took Kiki D to help him to get his one and only number one with that.
Mm.
He never had a solo number one.
That's right. Amazing, isn't it?
It's amazing.
The things that we have to do to... You wouldn't do that, though.
Oh,
you?
No. What, no. Work in the nude? Not at all. No, not on this cold seat, anyway.
Right, okay. And I'm quite sure Arthur Askey never took his clothes off when he did his little silly songs like The Worm.
Well, playmates, as you know, nearly all my songs refer to things that fly in the sky. So I think I'll come a bit nearer the ground for a change and sing you a little song entitled The Worm. You can't possibly sing a song about a worm. I jolly well can. You jolly well can't. I jolly well can. Take no notice, playmates. I often have these rows on myself, but I always get my own way in the end. Now, where were we? Oh, yes. You jolly well can't. I jolly well can. Ah. Now, there. Let that be a lesson to me. Ladies and gentlemen, The Worm.
Sweet little wriggling worm, covered with mud from head to stern, passing the time from night till morn, leaving little casts in the middle of the lawn. Just an ordinary little worm, squiggy, 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 squirm, squirm, squirm. Such a dear little iggly worm, one of the sort that rarely turn. I'd rather be out in a storm or a blizzard than filling empty spaces in a blackbird's gizzard. Just an ordinary little worm, squeaky, 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 squirm, squirm, squirm.
It's pretty, isn't it? Yes, that is how.
When I was out wriggling through the dew, the gardener's spade cut me in two. I felt so silly, it made me laugh, saying good night to my better half. Just two ordinary little worms, squeaky, 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 squirm, squirm, squirm. Ta-ta, ta-ta. Such a sweet little wriggling worm. Haven't any hair, so I don't need a perm. But someday it will be my fate, sitting on a pin as a small boy's bait. That's the end of every little worm. Squeaky, 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 squirm, squirm, squirm.
Yes. Yes, when you're ready. Anytime you're ready, Peter.
I'm ready now. I'm ready now.
Arthur Askey in one of his silly little songs, The Worm. I love this. On the wall of the ladies at Manchester Free Trade Hall is the instruction, please wiggle handle. And the handle is spelled H-A-N-D-E-L. So someone added underneath, if I do, will it wiggle Bach?
Oh.
Isn't that lovely?
You wouldn't get the water music from it, then.
Definitely not, no. Right, out of the closet I come, and we'll change water. Well, instead of water, let's talk about wine. Extract from Bob's Brekkie Bits.
As reported in the Evening Herald, wine cans have been much more successful than wine boxes, yet the contents are only just about passable with some horrors, the British Consumers Association said yesterday. In a survey in Which magazine, five experts compared the same wine in cans and bottles. Cans were a successful form of packaging, definitely better than boxes, but the experts were not impressed with the actual contents, just about passable. The survey found that the canning process probably masks any subtlety in the wine, although those in cans were often preferred to the bottled version. The reds generally came out better than the whites, and although some of the wines were disappointing, several were perfectly acceptable table wines.
Chateaubriand for two, pommes frites, artichoke hearts for monsieur, and a green salad for madame.
Excellent, Pierre.
And the wine, monsieur, red, of course?
Oh, quite, yes. What do you recommend?
We have some very nice Louis Saint-Georges 67, I think monsieur would like.
Splendid. We'll have a can of that.
Very good, monsieur.
Oh, and Pierre?
Oui, monsieur.
Two straws. And don't forget, you can get the entire Bob's Brekkie Bits at the Nova Boutique, along with still a few copies left, Mr. Telecom Aaron Man, and Busy Line, the telephone cassette single, the whole packet. That comes free when you buy Bob's Brekkie Bits for £3.99 at the Nova Boutique. So come on down.
If the sun should tumble from the sky, if the sea should suddenly run dry, if you love me, really love me, make it happen, I won't care. If it seems that everything I shall smile and never come.
We often have intelligent discussions in the studio whilst the records are playing. We don't open the microphone so that you can hear them. We keep them to ourselves.
Yes.
It's 20 past 11.
That was Romance Time, two smashing records, Feelings by Richard Clayderman and If You Love Me, Do You Love Me by Maura O'Connell, which really, really is, I said it on the breakfast show the other day, and I really mean it, it's one of the best Irish records that I've heard for a long, long time, and Chris Barry is dropping newspapers all over the floor.
I was wondering if he was going to distract you. I think he's unwrapping his chips from his lunch there.
Where?
All right, have a laugh. Go on, just, you're dying to laugh. You'll burst if you don't laugh.
No.
You don't bottle it up.
He's behave himself now, yes.
Don't bottle it up, it's dangerous. That's it.
Right. Where are you appearing tonight? I'm in the local chip shop. Where are you?
I'm appearing on the floor in front of my television set tonight.
Right. Speaking of which...
Yes, yes, the old gigs are getting a little bit hard to come by. Gigs, gigs, gigs.
Whatever that means. I don't know what the man's talking about.
Well, we're available, aren't we?
Yes.
For weddings, bar mitzvahs, anniversaries, pantomime.
Chip shop openings.
I haven't been booked for pantomime this year yet.
Really?
No, not yet. Not
which
yet.
End did you play last year?
Oh, dear. No, seriously, the Magic Nova Roadshow is available with your choice of presenters, to Bob Gallico and Peter Madison, to name but a few.
Yes.
And we are available, and our telephone number is 606-422, and you can ring us any time you like, and we'll give you an estimate over the telephone.
Exactly. No credit terms. Right, well, speaking of gigs and things, the Ballymount Festival Week is not coming to an end, but getting near to an end, and tonight... There's a teenage disco in the Ballymount Community Center. It's from 9 until 1 a.m. The admission is £2.50. The band is Kamikaze. Saturday night, tomorrow night, there's Cabaret in O'Connor's Lounge. Admission £1. The band is the Fall Guys, or the group. And also a dance in the Ballymount Community Center. Admission to that, £2.50. And the music supplied by the Microchips. And finally, Sunday Cabaret in O'Connor's with the Wanderers. Admission £1. So all you folks around the Ballymount Blessington area, get yourselves on down to some of them gigs.
It's Magic AM and FM, 22 minutes past 11 o'clock. James Taylor and Your Smiling Face.
Whenever I see your smiling face, I have to smile myself because I love you. I do. And when you give me that pretty little pout, it turns me inside out. There's something about you, baby, I don't know. Isn't it amazing a man like me can feel this way? Tell me how much longer, it will grow stronger every day. The times before with the girl next door, but that was long before I met you. Now I'm sure that I won't forget you, and I thank my lucky stars that you are who you are, and not just another lovely lady sent down to break my heart. Isn't it amazing a man like me can feel this way? Tell me how much longer it can grow stronger every day. Whenever I see you smile at me, no one can tell me that I'm doing wrong today. Whenever I see your smiling face my way, no one can tell me that I'm doing wrong today. No one can tell me that I'm doing wrong today.
James Taylor, Your Smiling Face, Bob. Have you
my smiling face.
Have you anything for us?
Have anything for you. Yes.
Right.
Yes. I like kid stories. You like kid stories?
Love them.
Right. Here's a lovely one. Very important client comes for dinner at an advertising man's house, and the little daughter of the house is allowed to bring him in a glass of sherry. So she hands it to him and stands there staring. And the VIP guest says, well, what is it, Penny? She says,
I want to see you do your trick.
Oh, what trick is that?
Well, my dad says you drink like a fish.
Well, you can imagine it, can't you? Oh, most embarrassing. Oh.
Can't you hear the parade? Somebody's calling my name. They're on the sidewalk, and all the people turn their heads to see. Oh, mama, am I holding on to the wings of a prayer? Waiting for Rosie, tell me, do you think she cares? Oh, dancing in the streets in Little Lily.
It's Stephen Bishop, and Little Italy, that one's called. It's 11:29, so over to Bob for some news headlines.
Right, Peter. An intensive air and sea search is in progress off the west coast for three French holidaymakers missing since yesterday. Two men and a woman have been missing for over 15 hours. They were last seen leaving a house in Renville, County Galway, to go on a fishing trip in a small open boat. When they failed to return last evening, a search began and went on through the night. Low clouds and heavy seas are hampering the search, and Air Corps helicopters are helping the naval vessel Deirdre and the Galway lifeboat in the search for the three tourists. The funeral of the IRA man, Charles English, killed in a premature explosion on Tuesday in the Bogside area of Derry, is taking place at the moment. About 500 people followed the coffin from his Capel Street home to St. Columbus Church. The coffin was draped in with a tricolor, and at one stage a black beret and gloves were placed on top.
Martin McGuinness of Sinn Féin helped to carry the coffin. Amongst the mourners are members of the American group NORAY. There are reports of a large contingent of RUC in the area, but they've not interfered with the funeral procession. The weather locally in the Dublin city area, bright and cold at first, but frequent showers expected and a risk of hail or thunder. 17 degrees Celsius, the temperature high, and the wind south to southwesterly, fresh to strong, force 5 to 6.
It's mid-morning magic with Bob Gallico and Peter Madison.
Spend my time drinking wine, feeling fine, waiting here to find the sign that I can understand. Yes, I am. In the days between the hours, ivory towers, bloody flowers, push their heads into the air. I don't care if I ever know. There I go. Before my eyes, paper cries, telling lies. The promises you gave from the grave of a broken heart. Every day I spend my time drinking wine, feeling fine, waiting here to find the sign that I can understand. Yes, I am.
Wasn't actually a member of that group at all. He just happened to be in the studio the day they were trying to record that as a single, and their current lead singer at that time just couldn't get his act together, apparently. So Rod Stewart went into the studio and said, look, why don't you do it like this? He went through it once, they recorded it, and said, ha-ha, that's better than our lead singer could ever do it. We'll release that one. And there it was, Python Lee Jackson in A Broken Dream, with a guest voice of Rod Stewart on it.
Python Lee Jackson?
Yes, well...
What
well,
name is it?
One of the oldies are beginning with J.
I
and J today.
Python and good heavens. Right, time for Cliché Corner, in which one examines the origin of clichés or common sayings. Take up the cudgels.
to engage vigorously in a contest or quarrel or debate. It's from the old English sport of cudgel play, whereupon they bashed each other with cudgels or staves. You remember Robin Hood and Little John? I remember it. I refereed that bout. Yes. And secondly, in seventh heaven, in a state of ecstasy, keen delight, or happiness. From the later Jewish and derivatively the Muslim highest heaven or seventh heaven or heaven of heavens, the abode of Yahweh or Yahweh or Java or Allah and the most exalted angels, seventh heaven. And I know somebody who's about to be in seventh heaven with a little bit of music, eh?
Betty wants to hear some ABBA. My life already.
There you are, the palindromes.
Yeah. They actually took their name because it's the letters, the first letters of all of their names, Brenda and Belinda and Albert and...
That's right, yes,
and
yes.
Arthur.
I always go on the palindromes because that's, of course, what a palindrome is, you know, spelled forwards. The same
I didn't
backwards.
Know that.
That is what a palindrome... I mean, even the word palindrome itself spelled backwards is immordinilap.
You see, so
really?
Yes.
Oh, didn't know
that, did you?
No.
Val Doonican is very amusing because his name backwards is Lavnackadnood.
Oh, indeed, yes.
Very amusing.
Yes.
Well, I thought it was before I was fired.
Well, my first name backwards, they named a mint after. Trebor. Yes.
Oh, of course.
That is Robert backwards, you see.
Yeah. Ooh, yeah. My own Retep.
Retep. And you look every bit of it as well.
In fact, I'm a nosy damn Retep.
Right, it's time coming up very shortly for our Nat King Cole spot. But before that, the husband of one of our great Nat King Cole friends, Alex Clark, was on and says he's been into the studio to lay down some tracks, and we'll have those sort of early next week. In the meantime, here's one that he gave us a short while ago. It's summertime.
Your heart still wants to feeling that sends you reeling. I'm feeling too. It's love. It cannot be denied. So take my hand. I'll always be at your side. There's no need for you to hide. So listen to your heart that's telling you from deep within. Don't be afraid, let true love begin. Don't be afraid, let true love begin. Don't be afraid, let true love begin.
This Time Every Day, a Nat King Cole track.
Albert and Betty and Bertie and...
Yeah, well, it was the name ABBA comes from their Christian name.
It does not.
It does. It does. Their manager thought that it would
I
be...
I know that, but their names are not Albert and Bertie and...
They are. Albert and Harold. That's the two A's.
You know what and, I have to, you know what I have to say about that, don't you?
What, what?
Silly old Peter.
Oh, yes.
Oh, right. Okay. I thought it was Albert and Harold and... Brenda and Belinda, myself. That's what I thought. And I think this is Chaka Khan.
The chocolate colored coon. It's G.H. Eliot, is it?
Look in your eyes and I can see that love's so dangerously. You're not trusting your heart to anyone. You tell me you're gonna play it smart.
Oh,
H. Eliot, indeed.
Letter H, isn't it?
No, it's not. That was Chaka Khan and Through the Fire, her latest offering. Magic AM and FM. It's the I and J today, actually.
Yeah. That's why we're playing Sade next, is it?
No, we're not playing Sade.
Oh, we're not playing. I thought you said you're going to...
We're doing the both together, I and J together. Oh. Julio.
Oh, Julio Iglesias.
That's him.
Joe Churches.
That's actually
what it means, of course. Yeah, Joe Churches.
Joe Churches, wow. Mm. And what does Beguine mean?
Pardon?
Do you know what Beguine means?
Yeah, it's... Do you want me to be serious about
this? Yes, please.
Right, well, the Beguine was a dance.
Yeah.
A kind of a dance, music which Cole Porter, at the time of Cole Porter wrote this, back in the early 30s.
Mm. It's a shame to be playing this record near the end of the program, really, isn't it?
Mm. Why? Because...
Oh, I see! Oh, begin! I don't know why I bother feeding you these punchlines, you know.
It's very late today for me, you know. It's night time for me now.
9 minutes to 12 o'clock is the time. Julio Iglesias and Begin the Begin.
When they begin, they begin. Quiero sentir las cosas de siempre. Quiero saber si tú aún me quieres. Quiero volver a empezar. When they begin, they begin. Quiero saber qué fue de tu vida. Quiero saber si todo se olvida. Para volver a empezar. Yo que siempre jugué con tu amor hasta el final, y seguro ya estaba que tú aún me querías. Hoy al ver que ya todo acabó, que no daría para volver. When they begin, they begin. Quiero sentir las cosas de siempre. Quiero saber si tú aún me quieres para volver a empezar. Yo que siempre jugué con tu amor hasta el final, y seguro ya estaba que tú aún me querías. Hoy al ver que ya todo acabó, que no daría para volver. Yeah.
tan solo significa no daría para volver.
Okay, there goes Julio, a number one for him in December 1981.
I wonder what Cole Porter would have thought of that particular version.
We went over to Gas. We don't have the Cole anymore, so I don't see the Porter at all. He never comes to our house anymore, no.
I think he would have liked it, actually. It's rather nice. One of Julio's nice...
Oh, of course, he wrote it, didn't he?
What?
He wrote that song that
Cole
just...
Porter.
He wrote that?
Wrote that, yes.
Marvellous.
Yes.
Yeah, super. Well, it beats Humpin' Sax.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Now, a bit of a small job spot I mentioned yesterday, and I'll mention it again this morning. A girl or a young married, aged 18 or over, is wanted to work in a lunchtime bistro from 11:30 to 3:30, Monday to Friday. If you're interested, call down to Joplin, 65 Lower Leeson Street, between 2:30 and 3 p.m. and have a chat.
One more to go on the program today. It's this one from Sade. Hey, that rhymes. I'm a poet and I don't know it.
Sade.
Clever stuff this we're bringing you, you know. Clever stuff. Make a Living, it's called, by Sade.
Yes, very nice, too. Well, that's the end, nearly the end of another week. It is the end of another week. I'm off to the Phoenix Park tomorrow. What about you, Peter?
Well, I...
Not you, the other one.
Whoever would have thought that serious racing and frivolous sideshows would mix? Apparently they do.
Yes, they do. That's where I'll be tomorrow, and you'll be there as well, Peter. And hope to see lots of you there. It's been a great week, very enjoyable. The sun is still shining. What more could you want? Peter stays on for 2 hours. I'm back on the breakfast show with Chris on Monday morning. Do join us for the whole week. What prevents most men from being bigamists is the thought of having two mothers-in-law. Have a nice weekend. God bless you. I'll see you Monday.
Bye, Bob.
On 103.5 MHz FM, easy listening and information for Dublin is Magic 103.
ABC Network News with Bob Gallico.
An intensive air and sea search is in progress off the West Coast for three French holidaymakers missing since yesterday. Two men and a woman have been missing for over 15 hours. They were last seen leaving a house in Renville, County Galway, to go on a fishing trip in a small open boat. When they failed to return last evening, a search began and went on through the night. Low clouds and heavy seas are hampering the search, and Air Corps helicopters are helping the naval vessel Deirdre and the Galway lifeboat in the search for the three tourists. The funeral of the IRA man, Charles English, killed in a premature explosion on Tuesday in the Bogside area of Derry, is taking place at the moment. About 500 people followed the coffin from his Capel Street home to St. Columbus's Church. The coffin was draped with a tricolor, and at one stage, a black beret and gloves were placed on top. Martin McGuinness of Sinn Féin helped to carry the coffin. Amongst the mourners are members of the American group NORAID. There are reports of a large contingent of RUC in the area, but they haven't interfered with the funeral procession. Meanwhile, the RUC are imposing tight security to ensure that the spokesman for NORAID, Martin Galvin, does not attempt to break a ban on him during the day's events marking the anniversary of internment without trial. In Britain, the Home Secretary, Leon Britton, at the center of the row over allegations of censorship in the BBC, was criticized publicly on his crass performance by one of his parliamentary colleagues. Tory MP Patrick Cormack spoke of the crass way in which Leon Britton has done the wrong thing for the right reason. He called for Mr. Britton's replacement in the forthcoming government reshuffle. Weather prospects for the Bay Area, bright and cold, but frequent showers this afternoon with a risk of hail or thunder. 17 degrees the high, wind south to southwesterly, fresh to strong, force 5 to 6. And for the rest of Leinster, sunny at first, but thundery showers developing later. A high of 16 degrees, wind south to southwesterly, fresh and gusty. Compiled from the wires of the Press Association, this is ABC Network News. Next news in an hour.
Thank you.
6 minutes past 12 o'clock, Magic AM and FM. Very shortly, we'll be finding out about the fundraising play by a junior transplant machine to assist the Irish National Cardiac Surgical Unit based in the Mater Hospital and Our Lady's Hospital in Crumlin. We'll be talking to President of Junior Chamber in Castleknock, Mr. Sean Dunn. Let's take us some of the way there. The letter I and the letter J together, because I haven't got many I's, to be honest with you. This is one that I have got from 1981, the group called Imagination and Body Talk.